Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. And you're listening to the Hour of the Time via Christian Media Network, Internet feeds, satellite links, and AM and FM affiliates. Now today is Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2006, Groundhog Day. And I'm wondering if anybody can email me and let me know why Groundhog Day is the 2nd of February. If you do, I'll send you something, a gift, for your answer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, first the contact information. If you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com, that's hourofthetime.com. My studio number is 928-333-2942, and my personal email address, if you want to share research, questions, comments, complaints, hourofthetime@hotmail.com, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to remember that Hour of the Time is listener-supported. We cannot bring you the guests like we just had on this week, and we've got more already scheduled for next week. We can't bring you the special series. We can't do all the facets of the operation, the website, etc., without your support. And if you want to become a proactive fighter in this fight to stop world socialism, one world government, then you need to support us. We're giving you skills, tools, facts, research, proven, backed up. If it's literature and mental skills, the research been done, go check it out. Trust me, you'll like what you find. The hands-on skills we teach you, medical, food storage, emergency kits, first aid kits, reloading, shooting, all these things make you a better person. You become an asset to your family, your community, your church, your militia. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to take the role and find it in yourself to help us through support via donations or donations for research material. Without that, we can't exist. And if you want to just slum around and, oh, someone else will do it for me, someone will take care of me, I don't have to worry about nothing, I'm going to be raptured, well, go bury your head in the sand, okay? You're listening to the wrong broadcast, the wrong network. If you want to be proactive and keep shows like ours on the air, you need to support them. We can't do our job without your support, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we could have ads every 3 or 4 minutes, for 3 or 4 more minutes throughout the show, and you'd get very little content, a lot of hype, a lot of funny jingles, and a lot of slogans, and if you want that, you know, we can do it. And then you'll just, I guess, like a series will take 42 episodes to finish instead of 5. It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. Now go to the hourofthetime.com, the website. Go to the Hot Shop. We need your support. We have the special right now, the fundraiser. If you can donate for it via PayPal, if you like to go that route, or in the mail, simply indicate it's for the server project. Because of our server getting leaned on, he doesn't want us around. So, We haven't done anything. He admitted we're his biggest, largest client. Always pay in advance. Have never crashed his computers. It's not, our site is an issue of disk space. He's told us all this in writing and verbally, both. To Rob and I, both. We just got to leave by February 7th. So the site may be down shortly this weekend. I doubt it. Why we transfer to some friends that are really helping us out. And then we'll have what we need to do is our own server. We need your help to do that, ladies and gentlemen. We need the software, the server, and the other auxiliary components that go with it. Then we can do all the dynamic things that we need to do that we've always just had constraints on us because of outside servers, etc. This will be totally in-house then. Not only secure, but we'll be more autonomous than ever. What are the benefits? Well, we've got video clips ready to show you of not just what Bill documentary that's currently on the website, of every DVD we have. The First Aid, Secret Government, Assassin Unmasked, more interactive websites, quicker updates, more features, more downloads, audio and video both. That will all be quickly attainable with our own servers. And the security is the greatest thing. There's not an outside force for the Federale or whoever, private individuals even, to lean on to get rid of us. There's not an outside source to crash and say, oh, well, I really haven't been ever backing it up, so I don't have anything to go with. Sorry. We need to do this. Please send your donations either in the mail, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925, or you can PayPal and just put in the note there. Even on the PayPal, there's the comments. People write thanks and see you later, Doyle, or could you send this to my friend's house at this address, you know. Right in there for the server project. Write in a little note. If you're doing it in the mail and concerned about your funds getting here, put in that note as well that, hey, Doyle, drop me a little postcard or an email or a jingle or something on the phone and give me your contact information, of course. Just let me know that you got my donation. I'll do that as well. I know some of you are worried about mailing stuff like that. You really shouldn't be loss rate, it has occurred. There's no doubt, but it's generally more controversial products coming out of here to, like the state report on Bill's murder, to known allies that get mentioned on the air. That's the packages that get searched and stuff. Okay? So, it was really quite safe. I only know of a couple in the whole last year that have been lost, and I doubt it was a nefarious act because one of them was a $5 one, so they weren't going to shut down the operation by snagging that envelope. It just truly got lost, destroyed, whatever. And but everything, we made it good and helped them out that had sent that $5 because it was greatly appreciated. And don't feel ashamed. I've already gotten two people because my discussion Monday about what happened with the server and what it put us in a bind and where we need to go have written us. And the guy was embarrassed because he's only sent $5. You should be proud of yourself, sir. You got up and did something. You put pen to paper when the show was over and did what you could do. If everybody listening, everybody visiting the website sent $5, we could own the servers in the state of Arizona. So the hits prove it. The announcement's on the website. You go on the website, you get the information, you get the downloads. We've got the statistics. It's massive. The use, people get out of it. We can show, we know what pages get visited and what gets downloaded, etc. And then you can't, don't even have the time to turn around and PayPal us $5 or $10 for the information. Think of the gas and the time and the labor. It saves you from going to law libraries and digging out all these codes and codes and codes just to extrapolate the five or six we reference, the gas to drive there, if you've got one locally, hopefully. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to become practical. Quit being socialist leeches, those of you out there who are, and you know who you are. If you're not, don't take offense. If you take offense to it, then, well, I guess you just put yourself in the socialist leech category. So, ladies and gentlemen, shows like today's, we're kicking off a new little series. you're going to get, because it's just like the shooting, just like the food storage, crunch time is here. So I'm going to give you the same material that I was taught in the U.S. military. We've done shooting, we've done food storage, we've done first aid, we've done emergency packs. We're going to get into more tactics and the intel side. We're going to do this little short series here. It'll just be a few parts. And you can buy it as a bundle, buy them as individual episodes. When you donate for those, that is a real lifesaver there. $10 postage paid donation gets you the CD of you know, whatever episodes you want out of the entire catalog of today's show, whatever. That everything above and beyond, we don't get a paycheck, goes to the operation, like new equipment. So, please find it in yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. You won't get this information anywhere else. There are some veterans and people that were trained in exactly how the government operates out there, but there are fewer and fewer and fewer every day who are giving you the information that can truly say, been there, done that, like us, okay? If you want to listen to charlatans make up just total bullshit that ride, they really don't know the subject matter. They ride on their guest knowledge. They're good interviewers, but they really don't have a grasp on the information. Then go to them. If you want information you can use to make yourself an effective fighter in this battle, this war against world socialism, then stay tuned. Today, part one in our psychological operations series, right out of the same training I received in the military, we're going to cover propaganda analysis. Make sure after this musical, take advantage, of this musical break here. Be about 3 minutes, so I can just finish getting my notes together, all laid out for you to look at them. You need to get a notebook yourself. A lot of information is going to get thrown at you the rest of the show.
The answer deep within your own mind. Consciously, you've forgotten it. That's the way the human mind works. Whenever something is too unpleasant, too shameful for us to entertain, we reject it. We erase it from our memory. But the imprint is always there.
right, ladies and gentlemen, again, you're listening to the Hour of the Time today, Thursday the 2nd of February, 2006, and you're listening to the Hour of the Time on Christian Media Network via internet feeds, satellite links, and AM and FM affiliates. Now, ladies and gentlemen, from our notes, the actual training I received, U.S. military, psychological operations, today's part, propaganda analysis. If you listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen, you will learn a lot, putting you on par with how government-trained personnel that have to delve into these fields work and how they use it against you. You're hearing policy, you're hearing steps, you're hearing training. And if you take your information that we're giving you and put it in light of like the recent State of the Union address, the upcoming Super Bowl, you'll see the trends already. Propaganda analysis. The psychological operator uses propaganda analysis to reveal opportunities for PSYOP, which is psychological operations, exploitation. Assess the effects of enemy and friendly propaganda. Collect intelligence related to PSYOP. Obtain intelligence for other uses and supplement other intelligence. Tools of the analyst. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the utmost importance. These brief six sections right here coming up are the outline for the methodology we'll cover. Tools of the analyst. The propaganda analyst works primarily with mass communications that attempt to influence the conduct, attitudes, opinions, and emotions of groups. A country's daily output of official printed media, radio and television broadcast and wire services releases provides the greater portion of material. This material assists in analyzing a morale. The level of morale of a nation may be determined by its domestic propaganda. For example, domestic propaganda quietly and unemotionally delivered generally reflects high morale, while silenced, bluster, or strident propaganda suggests a very low morale. Involuntary information, B. Propaganda may contain news, opinion, and entertainment. Valuable information can be attained from a careful analysis of this material. For example, the space the government gives to its leaders in its propaganda is often a measure of the relative power of individuals within the hierarchy, as well as the showmanship applied to certain sporting events. C. Biographic information. Events may provide biographical information on particular individuals. For instance, the presence of a new personality at a publicized ceremony may indicate a shift in the power position of that person. D. Economic data. Economic information may be derived from statistics reported in propaganda even if the statistics are false. Comparisons with previous data often give valuable clues about industrial or agricultural output, manpower shortages, or other economic conditions. E. Propaganda inconsistencies. Any inconsistency in propaganda may provide insight in conditions in the homeland, including the condition of its combat forces. Ladies and gentlemen, D again, propaganda inconsistencies. Any inconsistencies in propaganda may provide insight into conditions in the homeland, including the conditions of its combat forces. F, intentions. Propaganda may be used to conceal the real intentions of the source. An example is an attempt to convey the impression that any future outbreak of hostilities will be the fault of the other nation. F, again, intentions. Propaganda may be used to conceal the real intentions of the source. An example is an attempt to convey the impression that any future outbreak of hostilities will be the fault of the other nation. Scope of propaganda analysis. Propaganda analysis is a detailed examination of the source, content, audience, media, and effects of propaganda. Propaganda analysis permits the analyst to arrive at valid conclusions that will result in effective PSYOP campaigns. These elements are interrelated and cannot be analyzed independently. In short, propaganda analysis provides answers to the basic questions. Who says what? To whom? In what manner? For what reason? And with what effect? Methods and procedures. The first step in the propaganda analysis process is to analyze the communication system. At the basic level, a communication model consists of a source, message, and destination. The relationship of the items for analysis, source, content, media, audience, and effects to the basic elements of the system, source, message, destination, are well illustrated. Each type of analysis has its own procedure. For example, when the audience is accessible, it is possible to analyze effects by the use of personal or structured interviews and questionnaires. If not accessible, less direct procedures must be employed. On the other hand, source and audience analysis are more dependent on specific information about the source and the target audience than on procedure. Once the universe of communications has been defined and the analytical category selected, quantitative analysis can be performed. This is done by counting the number of entries in each analytical category from each unit of analysis of the media. Statistical comparisons and analysis can be performed from these counting operations. Qualitative or interpretive analysis is required to illuminate or supplement these quantitative findings. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, source, content, audience, media, effects. Put these in five boxes from left to right across a piece of paper. Under each of those, list your various operations. And each of those, simply put tick marks on the frequency. You'll learn examples coming up. Source analysis. The source is the individual organization sponsoring the development and dissemination of the propaganda. Analysis of the source gives the analyst an understanding of the credibility of the source and its proximity to the center of government, military command, and other important persons. Actor and authority. Actor refers to the persons or entities apparently initiating the propaganda, such as the talking heads in media, politicians, etc. Authority, on the other hand, refers to the person or entity in whose name a statement is made. Sometimes the actor and the authority are the same, but not necessarily. One of the major reasons to analyze propaganda is to establish authorship, to determine where in the spectrum of power the propaganda originates. The author and authority may be the same, especially if the author is well known to the target audience. For example, Winston Churchill or the President of the United States. Content analysis. The most important element of propaganda analysis depends on sound analytical methods and reliable, accurate information. It is the analysis and evaluation of statements to determine the motives and objectives of the source. It reveals the meaning and reasons why the messages were disseminated. Because content, what is said, is the major element of communications, content analysis constitutes the major effort of propaganda analysis. Direct access to the target audience is not required. Procedures for content analysis range from the application of objective quantitative techniques to the application of entirely subjective techniques. Objective techniques systematically analyze content over a period of time by classification systems and statistical tables. Subjective content is based on the background, gut feeling, and judgment of the analyst. A combination of both methods is required for a valid product. Step 1, an assumption. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the how-to part of propaganda analysis. An assumption or hypothesis. Whichever approach is taken, objective, subjective, or a combination, the first step is to set up an assumption or hypothesis to be proved or disproved. The hypothesis is actually an educated guess as to what the analyst believes to be the motive for some psychological action or propaganda message. It may be necessary to change the hypothesis as the analysis develops. In some cases, it may be necessary to repeat the entire process. Step 2, sampling. The next step is to decide which specific items to examine for content. The analyst will seldom have free access to all the propaganda produced by a source, though he must take samples of the source's propaganda. The sample must be large enough to provide an accurate indication of the propaganda produced. It must also be representative, having the characteristics of the propaganda output. Sampling for content analysis involves the following operations. The analyst must determine which communications, as in publications, commentary, etc., to examine, which newspapers, which magazines, which radio, or TV stations. Having decided which titles he will examine, the analyst must next decide which issues they will analyze. For example, having decided to examine a particular newspaper, he must decide which issues, Monday, Tuesday, etc. Having made these decisions, the analyst must decide what part of the publication or broadcast he will examine, the front page, editorials, evening newscasts, etc. Next, the analyst determines the unit of analysis for counting the content elements. The original assumption will help you determine which are appropriate. Major units of measure are words. The word is the unit of analysis. Use of this unit results in a list of relative frequencies of selected words. For instance, terrorism. Phrases. A variation of the word is the phrase. Phrases generally fall into the categories of cliches, idioms, or slogans. For instance, the war on terror. Sentences. This category is an extension of phrases. Topics and themes. Topics are appropriate when only the subject matter is considered without any embellishment by value judgments. Lists of topics can be prepared without any reference to actual propaganda content. Themes are more appropriate when the subject matter and the value judgments, positive or negative, associated with the subject matter are addressed. Themes tend to be derived more from the actual content than do topics. A theme implies a topic, but a topic does not necessarily imply a theme. Example. Topic 1, military maneuvers. The theme, unbeatable units. Topic, farm production. The theme, 5% feeds the world. Topic, the farmer. Theme, the backbone of the country. Next item. An item is a complete unit of a medium devoted to a specific subject. The item will differ according to the medium used. It may be a news story, an editorial, a magazine, a book, a radio or TV program, or any other complete self-contained expression of ideas. Items are convenient units when using broad, general content categories covering a large range of subjects over a relatively long period of time. For instance, space-time units, number of lines, paragraphs, pages, chapters, square centimeters, column inches. Footage, film, or videotape. This translates to a time measure in minutes. Minutes, for example, a broadcast time, whether that be loudspeaker, TV, or radio. When using units of count or measure, more than one unit can be used for any given analysis. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, remember, you're listening to the Hour of the Time on Christian Media Network, and the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. Without your support, we cannot remain on the air and fulfill our mission in fighting world socialism.
makers of these appliances is the praxis behind them. Ages old. The underground current which informs the modern project in this modern era. You see, for life in our modern era is little more than life in an open air mind control laboratory. To transform the mass of targeted percipients plugged into the electronic and digital pageantry of the establishment's system of things into the perfect human zombie. They disguise their true, and the other their true teachings, the esoteric, with a system of exoteric descriptions. Now, to the profane would be one thing, and to the initiate or the adept would be quite another. But that was then. This is now.
You're already in the New World Order. You're already in the New World Order. World Order.
What sort of creature inhabits the modern domain? Who is the modern man? He is the smartest, most advanced individual to ever strut the planet, the most relatively liberated being in history. He scoffs with great derision at the idea of the existence and operation of a technology of mass mind control emanating from the media and government. Modern man believes that he is much too smart to believe anything superstitious and fact. But the truth is, modern man, ladies and gentlemen, is the ideal hypnotic subject.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Hour of the Time on Christian Media Network via satellite link, internet feeds, and AM and FM affiliates. Today being Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2006. If someone can tell me the significance of today and why they picked today to do so, I'll send you a little bonus for your efforts. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. And without your support, we can not maintain our mission, which is to fight world socialism and establish our constitutional republic as it was meant to be. Next is step 3, the basis for classification. The next step is to consider the characteristics of propaganda messages that can be used for classification or category formulation. Message content may be broken down into two major categories, what is said and how it is said. On the basis of what is said, the following breakdown is appropriate. Subject matter. Most information is classified on the basis of subject matter. Values of the message originator as reflected in content. Values are the ideals or goals of a society or other group. They affect the behavior of members of that society or group. Themes such as freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, war on terrorism are examples of content categories. Direction, pro or con, propagandists are either for or against something. This is apparent in the content of their propaganda. The directional approach, pro or con, may be combined with the subject matter category, or it can be used alone. In this approach, the subject matter is indicated and judgments are made as to how the subject matter was treated by the propagandist, for example, positively, neutrally, or negatively. Regionalism Propaganda may be classified on the basis of its geographic origin or regionalism. This classification analysis depends upon the ability to monitor regional publications and broadcast. The emphasis is on associating subject matter and its treatment with geographic areas. On the basis of how a message is stated, the following categories may be used: form or type of communications. Forms or types in newspapers include editorials, news, features, comment, letters to the editor, fiction, etc. Radio and TV content may be classified as music, news, commentary, special features, drama, variety, and talk. Form of statement. Much propaganda consists of arguments or appeals. A conclusion with supporting rationale. For instance, winning the war on terrorism. Intensity. From the strength of an appeal or argument, an analyst might determine the potential impact on audiences, as well as how strongly the source feels about a specific issue. One technique is to measure intensity involved by identifying emotion-laden terminology, classifying the expressions in terms of direction, positive, neutral, or negative, and counting the frequency of such terms. And propaganda tricks of the trade. In those instances when the logic of an argument or appeal is weak, propagandists revert to techniques known as tricks of the trade. These techniques may also be used to bolster valid arguments and appeals. In many cases, certain techniques may be used to address specific targets or subject matter areas. A good reason for analyzing the tricks of the trade is that they may give the first indication that the material being analyzed is propaganda. We will cover the tricks of the trade of the propagandist, ladies and gentlemen, in another episode. Language used, the language and dialects used, the most obvious features of propaganda are the best indicators of the intended target audience and its characteristics. For instance, what target languages is a given broadcast simulcast in? Mode, as a reflection or intent of purpose. In a particular manner or style can sometimes be used as a basis for classifying propaganda output. Four possible categories might be image enhancement, image destruction, persuasive, and threatening. Step 4, analysis of results. The analyst takes the results of a study and examines them in the light of his hypothesis. Using quantitative content analysis techniques, the analyst reviews any charts or graphs depicting the final results of the count and decides whether the hypothesis, original assumption, is supported or not. By this means, the analyst determines trends in a time series and relative emphasis in comparative studies depending upon the hypothesis. At this point, the hypothesis may need to be reworked and the whole process gone through again. The original assumption might have been wrong. Final inference, the final step, based on the proof or lack of proof of the hypothesis, is drawing the inference which can be used by the analyst to reach useful conclusions on current conditions or future actions. Audience analysis is the study of the total audience that the propaganda reaches or seeks to reach. An audience may include those persons who were not the intended target for propaganda, but who have received the messages. Audiences may range from a highly general category, such as the American people, to a specific category, such as a company. They may be defined as specific groups in terms of income, nationality, geography, ethnic, political, religious, social, economic, classes, or castes. Should propaganda content be classified according to audience, decisions must be made as to whether the apparent or inferred audience, or both, should be considered. In the case of inferred audience, stringent, specific criteria must be spelled out for making the inference. tables and matrices may be constructed to make the analysis more valuable. Media analysis. The analyst is interested in the specific medium used, why a particular medium was chosen, what media capabilities an adversary has, and how consistent the message content is in the various media. A minimum requirement for message effectiveness is that it be received and perceived by the intended recipient. The sensory mechanisms required to perceive a message are used as the most fundamental classification of media. Briefly, messages can be perceived visually, orally, or orally and visually. A breakdown of such mechanisms: visual, books, magazines, pamphlets, leaflets, posters, handbills, calendars, novelties, photographs, newspapers, signs, banners. Audio, radio, loudspeakers, either carried or pre-recorded, with messages. Audio-visual, motion pictures, tape and slide combination, cassette and film strip combination, television, activities, such as military civic actions, show of force, rallies, demonstrations, or interpersonal, which is face-to-face communications. Periodicity, time, or periodical patterns of operation can be used as a basis for classification. Printed media are generally classified according to the periodicity. Example, daily, weekly, biweekly, or monthly. Radio and television may be classified on the basis of their broadcast times within a broadcast day or on other time schedules. For example, a daily feature, a weekly feature, a morning or evening feature, or a feature at 6 o'clock p.m. Placement of content. The physical position of placement of content within a medium may be used as a basis for classification. Printed material might be classified as lead story, cover story, center spread, front page news, etc. The place of origin. Sometimes origin is openly acknowledged and other times it must be inferred. The origin of radio and television broadcasts may be established by direction-finding techniques. The precise source of material contained in other media may be more difficult to pinpoint. Technical characteristics. Radio and television broadcasts can be classified on the basis of the frequencies or channels employed, modulation, and the strength of the signal, the likely signal in which the signal was transmitted. Printed material, which are also signals, can be classified on the basis of methods used to reproduce the material, the number of pages, the quality of the paper. The typography might be used as a basis for classification. Printed media and television may also be classified on the basis of color or black and white. Media are sometimes linked with delivery systems, which also serve as a basis for classification. For example, loudspeakers can be stationary, hand-carried, truck-mounted, tank-mounted, or aircraft-mounted. Leaflets may be delivered by fixed or rotary wing aircraft, balloons, sea floats, artillery, bombs, and mines, or they may be disseminated by hand. The mode of transmission of media can be classified as overt or covert. Covert transmission would include surreptitiously delivered leaflets, handbills, posters, and broadcasts from clandestine radio stations. Acknowledgement by source. The extent to which a source acknowledges its output may be used as a basis for classifying media and content. White, gray, and black propaganda fall within this classification. The legal status of the disseminator. By international convention, countries broadcast on assigned frequencies and power output. Not all broadcast facilities adhere to this convention. Thus, broadcast stations can be classified on the basis of their registration and the extent to which they adhere to regulations. Some clandestine stations are clandestine only because they do not adhere to international codes. Some indicators of problem areas. Supply shortages may be indicated by poor grades of ink or paper used in the source's printed propaganda, weak radio signals, interrupted programs, poor program production, or a lack of operating stations suggest a lack of signal equipment, facilities, supply, and trained personnel. The effective analysis of analyzing hostile and friendly propaganda and the effects, the analyst must and needs to attempt to determine the effects of the source propaganda upon the target and the reasons why it was effective, partially effective, or totally ineffective. There are four general types. Responsive action is behavior which can be more plausibly attributed to propaganda than any other stimuli in the environment of the target audience. In an ideal case, a 1-to-1 ratio can be established. Immediate surrender of troops, support for a cause, as directed by a broadcast. Rarely, however, can a responsive action be attributed to broadcast appeals alone. Often the appeal at best has crystallized an existing tendency for action. Participant reports are accounts received from members of the target audience on how they were affected by the propaganda. These reports may be emotion-laden and are less reliable evidence than responsive action. They may not truly reflect the individual's response. In accessible areas, participants' reports are valuable because a great variety of participants can be asked how they felt about the propaganda. Observer commentaries are reports by witnesses to a situation in which they were not involved. Depending on the perceptiveness of the observer, his assessment of the situation may or may not be accurate. Information from observers may be taken at face value. Observer commentaries may be taken from such sources as agents stationed in the target audience, prisoners of war, escapees, defectors, reporters, and businessmen. Indirect indicators are the events that occur in the area or target of an operation appear to result from PSYOP, although not directly suggested by PSYOP. Indirect indicators fall into four categories. Physical actions barring reception. These are actions taken to prevent the audience from receiving external communications. Barring of entry of printed material, jamming of radio stations, and arrest of protesters are examples. Physical conditioning. A government or military leader might initiate actions which, while not physically preventing reception of external communication, are designed to cause the audience to avoid them. For example, the government or military leader might try to convince the audience that the source cannot be believed, or harsh penalties might be enforced for listening to, viewing, or reading communications from other sources. Persuasive efforts, if the audience did receive the communication in spite of the efforts of a government or command, a counter-propaganda program might be initiated. Content analysis could reveal this effort. And apparent related events. Events may occur that can logically be inferred to be associated with the psychological operations or propaganda, although they were suggested. Several techniques are available to analyze the relative effectiveness of U.S. propaganda campaigns. These often indicate effective and ineffective themes and the principal concerns of specific audiences. Again, specific techniques are available to analyze the relative effectiveness of U.S. propaganda campaigns. These often indicate effective and ineffective themes and the principal concerns of specific audiences. For instance, public opinion polls, if properly used, present a fairly reliable index of propaganda effectiveness. Prisoner of war and civilian detainee interrogations and surveys can furnish valuable data regarding U.S. propaganda effectiveness. Selected prisoners and civilian detainees should be given specific written or oral questions regarding themes, format, color, appropriateness, programming, location where seen or heard, steps taken by recipients, action taken by authorities, and other feedback information to improve the overall program. Prisoner of war and civilian detainee panels are valuable in determining propaganda effectiveness. A planned message is presented to the panel, and members are questioned as to the credibility or validity of the message. Weak propaganda may be detected and corrected before it is used. The panel may point out poorly composed propaganda messages caused by lack of full understanding of psychology, terminology, and customs. This technique may suggest ways to strengthen particular themes into account previously unknown factors before being used. Other sampling techniques may also be employed. One technique involves sampling of opinion leaders, news broadcasters, etc. For example, those persons whose positions enable them to influence public opinion. This technique is particularly useful in occupied areas. Analysis of personal letters and captured documents is often rewarding because the writers usually express their true sentiments regarding their immediate environment, conditions at home, propaganda techniques, and other pertinent factors. Disintegration of groups suggests low morale. A group which was subjected to intensive propaganda attack and which is now disintegrating may provide clues to the effectiveness of the operations. The number of people who surrender or change their opinion is generally not as accurate a measure of propaganda effectiveness because of many factors involved which actually induce the surrender or change of opinion. Current information on enemy morale can be deduced from number of defections, increase in political arrest, increase in, strikes, mutiny, protest arrest, or as determined from prisoner of war or civilian detainee reports, monitored radio reports, and other information. All these should be used by the psychological operator. Again, ladies and gentlemen, today, part one in this mini-series of psychological operations from the exact training that I received. Today, part one, propaganda analysis. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a few key principles to remember. Propaganda analysis and the psychological operator uses it to reveal opportunities for PSYOP exploitation, assess the effects of enemy and friendly propaganda, collect intelligence related to PSYOP, obtain intelligence for other uses, and supplement other intelligence. Two more key factors or tools of the analyst. E, propaganda inconsistencies. Any inconsistency in propaganda may provide insight into conditions in the homeland, including the conditions of its combat forces. And F, intentions. Propaganda may be used to conceal the real intentions of the source. An example is an attempt to convey the impression that any future outbreak of hostilities will be the fault of the other nation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Hour of the Time is listener support, and we can't bring you this information without your support. Donate for research materials like today's broadcast. Look at the hot shop on our website, hourofthetime.com. Donate directly. Ladies and gentlemen, our destiny is at hand. The time has come for all unashamed patriots of the land to come forth in unison. Proclaim loudly the rich heritage of the Republic, to defend it, to preserve it. We cannot each do everything, but we can each do something. For each has influence for good, and all that is needed for evil to succeed is for the good to remain silent.
Too smart to believe anything superstitious.